We are continuing our Shu'urim, our Sha'a Kavanot, Dush Pesach. We're still in Dush Aleph. We're going to start a little further back from where we stopped off. It starts up, V'zeh sedis pashtut v'itchalkut sham aviyah d'ma d'alfin d'zah. Remember that Zah is the way we see Zah is by the Havaya of Yudim d'ma, which is spelled Yud Vav Dalet, K'Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, and then K'Aleph. So if you'll notice, in that Havaya, special Shem Hashem, the Holy Name, with three Alephs. Right? One in the first Hey, one in the Vav, and one in the last Hey. Those are the three Alephs. We're going to come back to that in a minute. Ki od Yud Vav Dalet Hu Rosh HaDezah. Now, when you speak about the Yud Vav Dalet, that's going to be the Chabad of Zah. V'Hei Alev Arishon Begaron DeZah. We're going to consider that to be his throat. That's the first Hey. Asher Shem Midlavesh V'Yesod Ima Asher B'Toch HaMoch Dat Klul M'Chamish HaSadim V'Chamish HaGvorot. And that, as we said many times, is that that's the Yesod of Ima coming into. We have to imagine that the Yesod of Ima is coming into Zeampin, and she's delivering in Zeampin her Yesod, and inside of her Yesod is the Moach Dat. Or B'Chinat Yesod Hazeh Di Ima Asher B'Garon Zeh. Who bechinat Aleph shel milui hey arishon? She is now. We're asking ourselves, what is this Aleph? These three Alephs. So he explains the three Alephs have to do with Yesod the Imam. That's the reference of. That should click in your mind every time you see this Aleph. That's Yesod of Imam dripping into, being absorbed into Zah. It's sort of the neshama of Zah coming into Zah, and that's Aleph representing Ima for the Lashon Ima, which is her. Ki hei atzmahi bigaron va'alev shebimiluyav hu yesod the Ima shebetoch ha'garon. So she's going to be found inside the garon of Zah. We're going to need that information for later on when we come to the attack of the Mitzrim on Zeampin. Let's continue. V'lachein zu ha'alef hi shem ekem ribua ha'ole dam. As we said last time, that the aleph represents the ekem. Aleph is his eke. It was the first letter of eke, and we spell eke bi ribua. That means aleph. Excuse me. And then Aleph K Yud. That is the gematria of Dam, which is 44. So, what's happening in effect is that Ima's coming into Zampin. And she's giving life force into Zah. That makes sense, right? When the neshama comes into a goof, what is it giving? It's giving to the goof special spiritual forces, but also physical forces as well. So that's represented by the ima, the aleph coming into Zah. We know that ki adam shebegaron nikra dam chiyud v'ze pashut. Okay, that's where we left off. That is the dam. This is the blood force which flows inside of you. That's the ima coming in. Coming inside. Now that was all the Aleph. They saw the Hey Aleph. Now what about the Vav? The Vav, remember we saw the Yud Vav Dal is the Rosh. The first Hey Aleph represents the throat of Zah. Now the Vav, what Vav, Hu Lemata, Ka'asher Nispashet, Hadad V'yored Lemata, B'shlish Elyon de Tiferet de Zah, Ad Makom Chazeh. So now a new Ashba, the Shefa of Ima coming further down, all the way down to his chest. V'az mitgalei adat behispashtut chamisha chasadim v'chamisha gvorot. So as the dat, as the Shefa is coming down into Zam, it's going to start opening up now. We're going to see what the mitziut called chamisha chasadim v'chamisha gvorot. This is a very powerful Shefa called the Chug. We'll speak about more about that later on. V'hinei od aleph shemiloi od vav anitut ben shtei avavim hu Hashem eke gam ken biribuo haole gam ken dam v'hem b'chinad levusha chesed Ve'agvurot amispashtim sham. So we see the mahalach over here. We find the ima is flowing into zam. She brings in the yud, which represents the mochim. Then she brings in the hey aleph, the first hey aleph, which represents the shefa of the dat inside the go on the zam. And then that shefa is going to flow further on, representing the vav aleph vav, another aleph over there. The ima going further down and mispash that shefa into the guf. Now what is that shefa? He says the shefa is the chug, five chasadim and five gvurot. And that aleph represents the levushim which are going to carry that special shefa. In ot aleph zu he begematria dam. Again, the aleph is a representation for, it's a remez for eke, which is the ribu of eke, which is dam, as we said. The im tasir ot aleph zu min avaya dema tishra. So when you take out the main aleph of the hey aleph of the havaya, or spell it out again, it's yud vav dalet, hey aleph vav aleph vav hey aleph. So sorry, you're taking out of the vav. So out of that holy name, if you take out the aleph, then the gematria is also dam. Interesting enough. So we have dam inside the za, which is also considered to be dam. Now we're going to see a remez in the pasuk for this. V'itishar avaya kecheshbon dam gam ken v'nizza ki kol avaya zulat echad zu hi gematria dam. And that when we take a reference to this dam, the whole avaya is dam. Echad zu aromezet l'shem eke b'ribua gam hu gematre dam. We know, as we said, the ribua of eke, which is ima flowing into zah, is also dam. Im ken hu dam toch dam. It comes out, we have blood inside of blood. Now again, this is very, very important to remember for Pesach. Let's continue. V'itchabrut dam eke b'dam sherit shem havayad alafim yakol ma keminyan adam. So when you put it back inside, you'll find the gematria of ma, which is the havayad alafim. This is the sod of the pasuk which is referred back in Parshas Bereshit, Perek Tet, Pasuk Vav, which says, the Pasuk says as follows, Shofech Dam Ha'adam, somebody who spills the dam, the blood of a person, Be'adam, Damo Yishofech, his dam will also be spilled, K'muvoah B'mokom Acher. Hine, B'it Galot Chesed V'guvoah Lemata Min Archaze, Az Yesh Kitzat Achizah Shel Chitzonim, Bahem K'muvoah Etzleinu, We explained already that this is very important to remember this and to keep this in the back of your mind, because it comes over thousands of times in that Arizal. I can't stress this enough. This is a very important rule. And that is that the Ima's connection to Ze'anpin is the fact that her Yesod will come into, her Yesod is going to come into as far as the Chazeh. So if we look at the, remember, Zaz, Gimel, Kavim, right, left, and center. When we focus on the middle Kav, what do we see at the middle Kav of Zaz? We find three different Tzviot, Dad, Tiferet, and Yesod. The top part of the Tiferet is called the Chazeh, his chest. Ima's Yesod, which is also her middle calf, will flow into Zah and go as far as the Chazeh of Zah, which is the Shlish Elyon Tiferet. That's very, very important. Let's see that again. Vine, but itgalut ha-chesed v'guvot lemata min ha-chazeh, az yesh kitzat ha-chizah shel ha-chitzonim ba'em kuvot etzilin v'drush v'dat tov ra. Mean, as Ima is flowing into Zah's Tiferet, which is her chest, she goes as far as that, no further than that. Because we know her Yesod, her reproductive system, only will go, that bodily part will only go as far as the chest of Zah. Remember that. Now, after that, we know that her Yesod is open. It's only the only sphira which is open. There's a nekiv, a hole over there, which flows out from there, the chasadim v'gvurot. That's the powerful shefa we spoke about earlier on. Tremendously powerful chug, it's called. And there it's now going to go begiloy. It's going to be revealed, because till now it's been covered over by the yesod, the ima. But once it stops, the shefa continues flowing down, and it's revealed. And he adds in a very important point over here, that's where the chitzonim, this negative entity that we're trying to get away from, which follows us like a shadow, it grabs on to that chug, because that's the way it survives. Remember that the chitzonim, as we explained a few times, the chitzonim base themselves and survive on the same shefa that we do. Either we grab it or they grab it. Very simple. When we're doing Avodah Hashem, the shefa comes to us, and if not, Chaz Hashem lehefer. And therefore, the chitzonim wait for this time that Ima lowers himself, goes into Zah, to the point where she stops by the Chazid Zah, and then she's Megala her shefa. That's where the chitzonim start grabbing. And he explains more about this in the Drush, which is called Drush Dat Tov V'ra, which is actually found in Shah Psukim, Parashat Bereshit. V'zesod Pasuk, this is what the Pasuk says, V'yosif dat, yosif machov. When there's more dat, there's more pain. Ki behiyod dat ne'elam, u'mechuse betoch yisod da'ima, shu'u ad ha'chazeh, az ein ha'kali ne'chazim bo. Because all, like we just said, the whole time that we find that the yisod is over there, then we find that the shefa is covered over the body yisod. As in a kali nechazim bo, there's no problem of the chitzonim getting them because it's covered over. Or be hidgaluto lemata, but once it starts becoming revealed, min hachazah asher az vaday arato nitosef sham v'yiriot begiloi, as yosif machov shehem akali nechazim sham v'en machov gadol memachov zem. And as soon as there is a revelation of the Shefa, you have to know that the Chitzonim are there, as we mentioned. And he's mentioning over here that as soon as you have a Chitzonim, you have pain. They're synonymous. Anybody has it? In Shah Kedusha, the Arizal says, actually, Chaim Tal says over there, that people complain about pains and aches. You have to know the only reason why you have pains and aches is because you have some type of an aveiras cropped in, and that leads to the chitzonim coming in, and the chitzonim are causing you the pains and aches. So from there we understand if somebody does tshuva, the aches and pains. If somebody does tshuva properly, then the aches and pains should theoretically go away. Ve'az biyot chasadim gvurot שם למטה מאחז מתחלקים לשני בחינות חמישה דם טהור וחמישה דם טמאים. So we're going to see now the manifestation of the shefa, which is called the chasadim v'gvurot. The five chasadim will manifest itself as dam tahor, and the manifestation of the gvurot will become dam tamei. As we know in Masechet Nidah talks about the five dams which are tahor, five dams which are tamei, which mitame a woman, and the source is from the chasadim and gvurot. We don't see that in the Mishnah, but we see that in the Arizal. Because the biotam sham betoch zah, this is all while it's still inside of zah. ואז נעשה בה חמישה דמי טהור וחמישה דמי טמא. So what's going to happen is that the dam that we're speaking about, this blood that we're speaking about, which is in Zah, which is now going to flow all the way down him, go down to his yesod, and it's going to go down into Rachel, into his wife, which is called Rachel. She is represented by the last final hay of the Havaya. So he represents the Yud, K, and the Vav. We said the Yud, Vav, Dala represents his head, K, Aleph represents his throat, and the Vav, Aleph, Vav represents his chest all the way down to his Yesod. Then once all that Shefa goes down, it goes down into the He Achron of the Havaya, which represents Rachel, and she also has an Aleph over there, He Aleph is spelled, and that represents the Ima, which aspect of the Ima, which represents the Dam that we've been speaking about, the five Dams Tamei, the five Damim, which are tahor. Now zoli inyan arishon, says the Rizal, let's return back to our first subject of galut Mitzrayim. That was all the theory, and now let's speak about more about the practical over here. And it's as follows: ki inyan galut Mitzrayim garam shisrael elyon shehu zam yazor litalem besod ibo tochima ilain. Now this is very, very important. This is the whole story of Mitzrayim Apikabal. It starts over here. That we know that Ashkacha, our Shomer, everything that we have is Talui Ach V'Rag B'Zam. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is functioning all the Patsufim, but we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dedicated a Patsuf called Zampin to take care of us. Now, the Mitzrim were tremendous Kabbalists, and they knew exactly that notion that Zampin is in control of Klal Yisrael, and which makes Klal Yisrael powerful, and Zampin has tremendous powers. So they were out to soak up that energy to become the superpower of the world, which they managed. Which they managed. And the way they did it is as follows: Ki inyan galut Mitzrayim garam shiyisrael elyon shehu zam. That they were able to climb up the ladder, climb up this entity, this Zampin, and to soak up his energy. And due to that fact, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to reverse the growth process of that pasuk back to the original stage of an ibu, of an infant. Ibu actually means a fetus, which is in the mother's stomach. And when the child is in the mother's stomach, we find that the legs are folded over to the chest. That is a notion of tlat klilin tlat. That means the legs represents the nahi, netzach yisod, and the chest represents the chagat. And we find the Nai is Mekupal, is on top of the Chagat. That's the Inyan of Tlat, Kelil, and Tlat. So let's repeat this again. Let's start from the beginning. Now, so Inyan Rishon. Ki Inyan Galut Mitzrayim, when the time of the Shibut Mitzrayim happened, Garam Shisrael Elyon Ushuza, Yarzor Litalem Besod Ibur Toch Ima Ilaim, Bechina Tlat, Kelil, and Betlat. When the fact was, is that we know the rule is that whatever's happening down below by us is happening up and above in the Patsufim. So since we knew that we are in a situation, a bad situation of being entrapped and enslaved by the Mitzrim also, the gods of the Mitzrim were also enslaving. It means the Kukoha Tumah, the Chitzonim were enslaving us to say the our parts of Zah, which are connected us in the upper world. So Zu Leumazu Asalukim, we are a mirror image of what's happening in the higher world. And due to that fact, the Kabbalah had to reverse the growth process and remove the tremendous Shefa from Zah in order to protect that Shefa, in order to get into the wrong hands. Now, Sham. הם מקום שליטת מצרים ופרו קלי העליון שבמצר העליון כנודע אצלנו ואז לא היו מאירים בדד זה רק 10 לבושים שהם 10 עקה ברבוע שהם 10 פעמים דם שהם גמטריה כמיניין רדו. As we know that this that we spoke about the he gave us his hakdama, the introduction, that the very powerful shefa that we speak about all the time is the chuk, chasadim v'gvot. Remember the five chasadim and the five gvot. That's what the Arizal keeps on referring as the mayim and megadim et ha'ilan, the water which grows the trees. I mean, it's a very powerful source, has the power to grow things, and therefore he removed this power from Zah in order to keep it safe, in order that it shouldn't get in the hands of the Mitzrim. Now, where was that shefa? Original shefa was in the dat zav. That is a container, is a sfira which contains the chur, the shchoshim of the chur. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, it was misalik, takes it away. That way, v'az lo ayu meirim bedat zav rak chamisha levushim. So what was in the dat zav? Only the coverings of that shefa of the five chasadim.
Okay, we got that? So I repeat, there's two things that we're speaking about here. We're speaking about the Shefa Pnimi, which is the Chasadim and Gvurot. That accounts for who we moved. We're speaking about the coverings of that of those 10 lights, with the 10 Chug. That, the Gematria of that, remember, and the Levushim are spelled, by the way, the Ribu of Eke, that's Levushim. That's the covering of Ima, which again, Ribua is the Gematria of, the Ribua of Havaya, of Eke, sorry, is 44, which is Dam, Gematria of Dam. That was the only thing that was left in the Dad Dizah, in the Dad Dizah. And that's what they were nurturing from. The Mitzrim couldn't get the actual Shefa, but rather they were yonig from the Levushim, which were left there. Were left there, because that's the minimal amount of life force which was needed in order to keep Zah alive. Because if the Kadosh Baruch Hu removed everything, there would be nothing left of Zah. So in order to keep things going, he left the Levushim, and that is 10 times 44. 10 times 44 is what they were able to absorb. Now, there's a little bit of a problem over here. I'll tell you what the Mefarshim asked as a question. And it's a very simple question, because what we're saying over here is that the Levushim were left behind. The Levushim are the Gematria of 44. And we know there's 10 of them. So 10 times 44 is 444. But he says, the Ariza says, the Gematria is Shem Gematria Kimin Radu. The Gematria of Radu is 210. So the Mefarshim a bit of a buzz over here to explain how do you get 440, how do you get it to reduce to 210. So Rav Shmuel Vital is the first one that speaks about this, and it's quite obvious why, because he was given the handwritten, he was the first one to actually see the handwritten Savim of the Rav Chaim Vital, his father, and he was in charge of taking these holy writings called the Shmoneh Sha'arim that we spoke about in the shul that we gave on the development of the Sfarim of the Kitva Arizal, and his job was to disseminate them and to fix them and to disseminate them to the whole entire world. So he had the first look of all of anybody. It was only Rav Chaim Vital's writings, and went directly into the hands of Rav Shmuel Vital. So he picked up on this point, and he writes as follows. It's actually found in the Gobi, in the Agos of Biurim, over there in Shah Kavanot. And he writes, I'll read out the Lashon, very interesting. Amar Shmuel, Tzarech Iyun. I have a question over here. Ki asar pamim dam, if you take the Gematria of 10 times dam, Gematria Tav Mem. Is 440. Velo kiminyan radu, and it's not 210. So what's going on here? Omnam. Tzarich amnu letaken divrei harav zal ba'ofen ze. We're going to add a few words to make things work here. Lomar shemispar shenot agalut hayu radu. We know from Chazal, as Gemara, Midrashim, that the extent of time that they spent in Mitzrayim was 210 years. Shem asra ekeb pshutim, and that is the ekeb pshutim. 10 times the eke is 21, times 10 is 210. Volim gematria radu asher achakar beribua nase asra pamim dam. After, when you stretch out the name to ribua, which represents the aspect of dam, then you get 10 times 44, that's 440. Vavdalo tavra ki yumuz lama shama ketuv v'moshav v'nei Yisrael asher yeshu v'eretz Mitzrayim 30 shana v'abba meot shana. We know that the according to the calculation, they actually sat in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Where do we count that from? The Rashi explains to us that comes from Meleidat Yitzchak Avinu, Alav Shalom. So from Yitzchak, which was the first part of the Galut, until they finally came out, actually was 430 years. Tosif alem od mispar asar eka ikim al alba amot alba mishum shoshim Shana, if you add the 10 ekes, which we're speaking about, plus the 430, Yaleko Kuminyan Tav Men, Kmispa Asra, Eke Birubua, Ken Nirali, Leonisdati. So 430 plus 10 of the ekes of the down that we're speaking about is 440. That is what Rav Chaim Vital means. That means the length, the actual length of the galus was actually 430. There was an element of damim that was spilt over there in the shefa that they were soaking up, which is the ribu of eke. That's another 10, and therefore that's 440. That's how we're miyashin. Okay, that was only on the aside. Let's continue. Lachen ayu mispar. Therefore, the mispar shnei galut mitzrayim radu shana besod radu shama. Kemo shamru raza, because the pasuk says shama, they were there for 210 years. Besod radu, they went down 210. The chazal dorish radu means 210 years. Ve'tama davahu ki hinei eser shemot shel ekev. If you take 10 times eke, which is 21, b'miloi miluim, yesh b'kol miloi mehem sod miloi ha-miloi zach otiyot kenodam. So there's a musa called Pashut. That means you read the Havaya, the Eke, Aleph, Ke, Yud, Ke. And then there's a musa called Miloi, which you fill up. So Aleph is spelled Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Hey is Hey, Hey. And then Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet, and Hey, Hey. And then you spell it the Miloi, B'Miloi, you expand even all those letters. So you expand all those letters of one Eke, it will come with 27 letters. Hine, Eze Pamim 27, so 27, because you have 10 names like that, and 27 letters, that comes out to Er, 270. That's the Keri that we started off this whole story. Remember, Adam Rishon, because of the Keri that came out of him for 130 years, that produced all the generations afterwards, and finally culminated to the generation of Mitzrayim, which they have to go through this purification stage. That Keri, which is Ra, Besod Vahi Er Ra. This was the son of Yehuda, which was spilt, which was had the Hatzot Keri Levatala with in the story of Toma, and therefore he was called Ra. So you see, the Keri is Ra. Lachen Shenod Mispar Galut Mitzrayim Hem Tluim B'Shem Ekes. Therefore, the length of the time that they spent in Mitzrayim was really dependent on the Shem Eke. Asher asara achorayim shelo hem kemispar radu shana kinizkar. Because 10 times the Eke, which is responsible for the galut, leads to 210 years. That's the amount of time that they actually spent in Mitzrayim. Okay, good. We'll stop here for now. We'll continue next time.